Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report podcast. Today, I'm so honored to be able to interview Chuck Pierce. He's well known in Christian circles, of course, because of his very effective ministry and his position as a prophet in the body of Christ. I've published a couple of books with him. We are working on another one. And what he says is very, very topical, especially now with everything going on with China, with Afghanistan. I want to ask him about all the stuff that's happened with COVID, which he's written about before. So you don't want to miss this conversation with Chuck Pierce.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone. And Chuck, I so appreciate you fitting this in. I know how busy you are and how your staff kind of, we negotiated back and forth, and here we are. I've interviewed you before. I've had the privilege of being at several of your conferences, both as an attendee and as a speaker. You've been here to minister to our staff. We have a friendship and a respect for you that goes back many, many years. So with everything going on, there's so much going on. You know, Afghanistan, earthquakes in Haiti, the hurricane that's happening right now as we speak, headed to New Orleans, and not to mention everything with COVID and China. So where is America going in the midst of all this?
First of all, Steve, you and Joy are always at the top of my list on everything. I cannot tell you how the body is indebted with how you keep communicating both very stable revelation to us as well as keeping us abreast of times. I really see that we're probably at one of our greatest crisis times. I go back to in 1986, the Lord visited me, and I think I put a recap of this in Passover prophecies about how, and he showed me, it was very interesting. He showed me how the church had to come in three phases into a greater place of authority. And again, I'm putting that in the new book that I'm writing for you on perspective, and how we had to make a great kingdom shift in our thinking. And then also what the Lord showed me was 10-year increments that would take us through 2026, but he showed it to me from the perspective of how China would arise each 10 years to a new place of authority and influence worldwide. And I when I wrote Future War of the Church in 2020, I even wrote, all America will have to do is look at to see where the Antichrist is so positioned is to see how women are being treated. So let's go to Afghanistan, because that will be the nation that will be our biggest ploy to bring us into demise. And of course, after that came 9/11. And then we've been in war for 2 decades with Afghanistan. And then we see what happened 2 weeks ago, starting 2 weeks ago there, which is just a very difficult thing for us as Americans to watch after trying to war in a nation with really no plan to reestablish a nation.
So, you know, you've given us a lot, and you've written in several books. Maybe you could update us on that. But really, what do you think God is saying through this whole thing? You know, we know that God is in control. He's been in control since the beginning of time. It's not like he, you know, none of this surprised God. Help us to understand as believers, you know, because a lot of people are almost overwhelmed.
That's the key, because we become a triumphant people in the earth realm. I mean, that's what we have to keep our right perspective on. If we ever lose perspective that the world is dictating what will happen and the earth is not the fullness of the Lord, those are two different things, world and earth. All of you listening to this, world is that cosmos structure that is out there that's trying to rule, and the Antichrist is the spirit of the world. Satan's the spirit of the world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The nations are his inheritance. And what we've always got to keep perspective is he has a triumphant people that he's rising up in the midst of this. And you'll see it even in Afghanistan. There will be a triumphant people that rise up. But we have to see how the nations are in such turmoil and conflict in the midst of what's going on. And America keeps making some bad choices. We make bad choices with leadership. We make bad choices with how we want to get on bandwagons of how bad we are. And we are still one of the most safe nations in the world, and yet we're losing our authority to rule. Only the body of Christ can bring us back through favor and glory into that place of authority that we are called to walk in.
Well, you've been teaching that for years. It is very encouraging, but to look around in the natural, things are just getting worse. I mean, you probably know that I wrote a book called God and Cancel Culture.
Oh, yeah, I've got that book. I've got it right here on my desk.
Well, how about that? Well, it hasn't quite released yet. Of course, I've written about it, done podcasts on it. But the point I want to make is it's almost like, why do I call them? You know, I'll say the other side is trying to cancel Christians left and right, cancel our voice, our influence, ultimately to cancel Christianity itself, as atheism always tries to do. I mean, we see it before our eyes in North Korea, where it's been mostly successful. Communism is always like that. And of course, you know, we believe that all of this is culminating somehow with the end of time and the Antichrist and all this kind of stuff. So how, in fact, you know, I grew up a Pentecostal, you would know that. And, you know, when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s, things were pretty bad. The Cold War, the Vietnam War, the anti-war movement, all this kind of stuff. And Christians, Pentecostal Christians back then, would use this triumphant type of talk, but it was mostly, we just kind of hang on and then God's going to kind of snatch us out of here,
yeah,
right in the nick
and
of time.
That's not how it's going to work.
Well, that's what we're beginning to understand. So help me, help my listeners to sort through this. I mean, we don't have enough time. You know, this kind of thing would take, you know, you could study this for years probably and never understand it fully, read lots of books and so forth, but just help us, you know, and what I'm doing is I'm reacting on what you just said, that the body of Christ has to rise up and to look in the natural, it's anything but, because a lot of Christians, especially sort of the left side of the evangelical movement, is becoming more and more woke rather than more and more woke up.
Yeah, that's what's happening. I mean, that's a big picture. I noticed the other day when our president, Biden, was in the interview with Israel, and he fell asleep. That's sort of where we are. And we've got to understand that if the Lord came back today, he's looking for one thing, and it's faith. It says, would he find faith? Well, what happens is in the midst of all the atmosphere that's penetrating us, we start reflecting that conformity that's in the world, and we can't do that. And yet, Jesus never just took on the machine the way the machine was that was ruling politically during his time. He created a movement of example of faith and demonstration. And it's almost like we're way too opinionated to get into a demonstrative type of faith in the earth realm, where we say, wait a minute, let's decree this thing and watch it happen. And I noticed the other day, we had a prayer meeting, and I gave 7 points, and it was really different. You and Joy could go back, and any of you listening, and watch that prayer meeting, and then we went into worship. And I said, all of creation, the Lord is going to use, the Lord Sabaoth is going to use the host of heaven. Then he's going to use his army in the earth. And then he's going to also use creation. We made that decree and said, and he can use as an example creation right now. And all of a sudden, the earthquake hit in Haiti, which we were a part of all of that. Restructuring politically of what's going on into Haiti. And we forget that those are strategic places in the earth that the enemy would love to own to establish beachheads against freedom and liberty and glory. And some way or another, that's what we've lost our perspective on, is that we are God's army here on earth. He has that angelic army coming down to help us, but we're going to have to secure our portion of the earth that he's giving us. And we're going to have to do that with our voice. We just hosted all of the four cities here at this center that we have this past weekend for them to celebrate and to influence them with a glory, even though we were entertaining them, but yet, see, the atmosphere penetrates them, and it creates like a beachhead right here between Dallas and Denton, where there's a portal for the glory to come down. Wherever you're listening right now, we have the ability to cause what God is saying in heaven to come into the earth realm. But that takes our prophetic voice. It takes us communicating. It does take us getting out there. It takes us making a stand, but we've got to make a stand with the glory of God backing us.
Boy, that's so well said. And, you know, you almost have to chew on it a little bit to understand what you're saying. I want you to tell my listeners how, or tell me, how we could watch that prayer meeting where you made the 7 points.
Oh, yeah. We will. I'll get that for you, and we'll announce it right at the end, because that it affected us. And what we've been doing is taking one of those points each week and spending an hour in worship corporately to try to press that into the atmosphere around us here. Because, I mean, I saw it this way. Dallas made a decree against our governor, who said, we're not going back in all of this that we've been in with COVID, and then Denton agreed with it. Well, we're right here in between it, and the Lord said, you have the authority to push all that back. Now, that is a good example of what we're called to do in the earth. And here's something else with us. You know, the word visitation means he comes to oversee us based upon how we vote. And America, some way, Stephen, and nobody is a better Paul Revere than you out there crying and announcing to us the redcoats are coming, and yet we still get in a place where we vote in a way that causes us to be visited wrongly. And we're going to have to some way get into our place in the kingdom where we are really standing, not from a political standpoint, but from a kingdom standpoint, to say, we can turn this. We can turn this nation. We can shift this nation.
Well, I believe that, but getting back to what I said, in the natural, it doesn't look that way. There are a lot of ministries saying some of those kinds of things right around the time of the election, where there's a lot of evidence that there was election fraud. Of course, the powers that be want to pretend like it's not true, or even stifle people who say it is true. So how can people who are listening, who are concerned like I am, and, you know, you talk about the voice I have. I know I have a platform, but I'll tell you, a lot of times I feel like I'm screaming in the face of a hurricane. You know, it's like, you know, it's kind of drowned out. So you know, people who don't have a platform like I do must feel even more hopeless. Although, as I've said many times, everyone has a circle of influence. Even a little grandma will influence 20 or 30 people in their family, in their neighborhood, in their church. And each of us needs to influence those who we can. And you're right, the body of Christ needs to stand up, but the culture does not want to hear what the body of Christ has to say. They're wanting to cancel what the Word of God says, and the influence that we've had, you know, over the couple of centuries that our country's been around, they're even trying to stifle that in terms of kind of rewriting history, taking it out of schools. You know, it's well known that academia and the media are almost entirely in the hands of godless people, shall I say. No, not everyone is godless, of course, but the direction they're taking certainly is, and kind of leftist. You know, we tend to think in terms of things of left and right, but what I'm saying, you would know well, even better than I am, it's not political. We're not talking about one party against the other. We are talking about ideologies, and as humans, we have to have a way to kind of describe it.
We're talking about your book. I grabbed hold of it the minute it came in the mail to me. See, Satan some way has to negate our voice. If we ever agree with that happening, we're in trouble. See, the voice is what carries us out into the atmosphere and changes the atmosphere. And so with that, you find what's happening is the voice of God. And another thing that what happened with us, even in church, you look at church and it got into this thing, well, we're not to war, we're not to get involved in things, we're not to do this, and we're just to go. And when we got seeking everything in a very sensitive way and wanting us to be relative with the world and relative to the world, we lost our authenticity. And I'm telling you, God is ready to make us authentic again. And he can only do that through our faith and our worship. And I know him too well. He will find a way. He'll move into that media some way if we ask him. I even listened to one of the leftist people that always would get on my nerves when I would try to listen to anything he had to say. And when he was talking about how America needs to get out of woke and wake up, it made complete sense. God has ways to intervene, but we're going to have to come into this thing together, and we're going to have to make a decree so we see, decree it, and watch God move on it. And I'm really telling you, we're on the verge of coming into one of our greatest, most dynamic breakthroughs of faith and glory in this nation. We can't back away just because we see our nation repeating itself in history, moving from Vietnam and doing the same thing in Afghanistan. What we have to do is say, like Hezekiah said, wait a minute, I'm going to take this before the Lord, and I'm going to make this decree that we will have strength to bring forth. And watch the Lord begin to work. And every time, and this is what happens with us, Steve, I believe we don't see when we hear the right voice. And we're going to have to start seeing when that voice is representing heaven, even if it's not Christian. And we're going to have to get out of some political, religious structure in our brain. So we say, that's the voice that needs to come on forth. That's the voice we need to pray for. That's the voice we need to stand with as we go forth. Because I'm hearing it. I read an article in Vogue Vanity Fair that I couldn't better agree with. And that you can't get any more liberal than Vanity Fair. And when I hear it, I know God is saying it. And I think that's where we deviated in being God's people in the earth. we're not listening to the voices that can bring us into a place where we are creating a change in this atmosphere.
Boy, what you're saying is so important. As we begin to wrap up this podcast, I'm going to ask you to do something that I don't think I've ever done on a podcast before. I'd like us to pray, and I'd like for you to decree. And, you know, in the natural, there's a limit to what an article or a book or even a podcast can do. But, you know, thousands of people will listen to this. And every time it's listened to, we'll be decreeing one more time. And maybe we can encourage the body of Christ to do this. So why don't you do that? And then we'll come back and tell people how they can connect with your ministry, these couple of books that we mentioned, and also that prayer meeting that you mentioned.
Now, Father, I want to thank you. Lord, you're listening to this. You're hearing us. Father, you feel our passion. Father, you feel those that are rising up even when they hear this. And I decree right now that their spirit come alive in a way it's never come alive. I decree a spirit-filled awakening in your people right now. I decree that all of a sudden they know. Lord, I ask Holy Spirit to fill us again in a way we have not been filled. Father, to take us beyond and let us see this nation and see the earth the way you're seeing it and to call forth fullness. Father, I speak even to those right now in the place where the enemy is taunting them. I say they will see their way through and into a place to make one decree where he is fallen before them. Father, I loose a new gift of faith through your people. Father, I wish I could say this in every language. I say we will not be deceived by what is going on in the world, but Lord, we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Father, I loose it in every one of us right now, and I ask for transformation. I say we will not be afraid of the world. We'll be in the world, but not of it. And Father, you will give us favor, and you will give us authority to say what we need to say at the right moment. I loose an Esther anointing on us. I loose a Joseph anointing on us, and I loose an anointing just like Ruth, to stay in covenant and to be favored in our harvest fields, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. I just agree with that prayer. And Chuck Pierce, I have so much respect for you and so much appreciation for the stand you've taken in the body of Christ. And as we wrap this up, tell us how to watch that prayer meeting and remind us of the couple books that you mentioned. Passover Prophecies is one that I published, but also, you did The Future War of the Church.
Well, yeah, you've published several of my books. You've published the Time series, which is one of my favorite, Interpreting the Times, Redeeming the Times, and Time to Defeat the Devil, which you guys named that book. And it is a very important book to help you personally come into healing so that your spirit is strong. And then we have Passover Prophecies, which is such a wonderful small book to interpret the time we're living in, how that was sent from, that COVID disease was manufactured, sent from China to weaken our system here. But God says the spirit of man can withstand his infirmity. That's why we're decreeing your spirit will be made strong. And then I'm writing a new book that will be published by you on perspective, how we see our future. You've got a future. Every one of you listening to this, he already knows your end from your beginning. And you have a great future, but you need to see it in a way you've never seen it before. And you can just go to our website, gloriofzion.org. You can get, we have GZI TV that you can go to and rewatch everything. That particular prayer meeting was on August the 14th. I do think it will help you. And Steve, you and Joy, do not back up. Keep doing what you're doing to keep us aware of what's happening.
Well, thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for being on my podcast. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Share this with others. I believe this is one of the most important interviews I've ever done. We're going to play it up, of course, but we need people like you to post it on social media, share it with friends, and then tune in again tomorrow for another episode of the Strang Report podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.